control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site for free. Main feature allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting different things to our website. If you think, as you're surfing around the web, you think you found something that our listeners would enjoy, you just submit it to freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. Head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's all totally free. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about what you want, except Brett dropped off the line, so maybe he'll call back. 800-259-9231. So, according to DebtNews.com, as in Detroit, the Detroit News, the story is from Christine McDonald over there. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy is pushing for a law that calls for jail time for parents who skip parent-teacher conferences. A plan some call inspired, and others consider the nanny state run amok. I think I'll be in the latter of those two choices.
Seems likely, yeah.
Worthy pitched her plan Tuesday to the Detroit City Council and is shopping it to the Wayne County Commission and state legislature. Drawing a link between parental involvement and youth crime, Worthy wants to sponsor her guide, to guide the idea to law. And I feel like we've talked about this story in the past. It sounds very familiar to me, but it's a fresh piece here from just a couple days ago. So this lady is continuing to push her plan, which would require parents to attend at least one conference per year or face 3 days in jail. Parents of those excelling in school would be exempt, as would those whose health issues make travel difficult and those actively engaged with teachers through email, phone calls, or letters.
Well, how kind of them and lenient. They're trying to make those exceptions for people who have issues with...
They're just trying to help you out. That's all. They're just trying to help these parents get... These parents don't care enough about their kids, so they need to be forced to.
That's going to make that family situation so much better after you send the parents to jail for several days. Will improve the home life of those families.
It always helps children to have their parents in jail.
It's funny how the people who take more and more responsibility for your children, you know, besides giving the government schools giving you, 9 hours of free babysitting daily, and giving your kids breakfast and lunch. Now some of them are actually offering dinner, too. Three hots.
Is that right?
Pretty soon there'll be a cot there, too.
You sleep at school, and we'll just send your kids home for the weekend, and you can say hi to them and send them back to school again, and then you can get on with your life, and you don't have to raise your kids anymore. Isn't that nice about it?
These same people want your interaction on Parent Teacher Day. You must come on this day that we set aside for parents. Every other day, we'll take care of it. Don't you worry your little head about it. Don't worry about what we're teaching your kid, because it's not like you can have any input anyway.
Right, what good
is... You can help them learn what it is we're teaching them, if you'd like, but only from the textbook from which we send.
Right, what good is the parent going to do to get involved by going to a parent-teacher conference? I mean, if you're in a crap-can government school, and most of them are crap-can, there's just some of them are better crap-cans than others, because then you're just comparing the crap-cans together. But if you're going to government school, which is by its nature a government bureaucracy and inefficient and a monopoly and it's awful, what good is going to the parent-teacher conference going to do? How will that improve the education of the quality of the education that is being offered there? And also, if I were to have a kid in a government school, which I would not do because it would be just the wrong thing
to do. I would feel like an abusive parent.
By sending your kids there?
To a government school, I would feel like I was committing child abuse.
It would be neglect.
But that's the kind of abuse. Neglecting your child is a kind of abuse, and it's not just neglect. Putting them in that environment, which is very highly prone to bullies, they found the School Sucks podcast points out, the areas where bullying happens the most are places where people are forced to be together: prisons, the military, and schools. And so there's that that likelihood of being bullied. There's also just the way that they're treated. Their individuality is being crushed there. They're being taught to be completely obedient to authority unquestioningly. And I think that's abusive. I wouldn't want to put my child. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night putting my child in that environment. Yeah, I'd be bending over backwards to keep them out of that environment.
It would be like letting your kids spend the weekend with your uncle, with their uncle who is a known child molester.
I think that's really pushing it. I think you can absolutely send your kids to government school if you have no other options. And
well, and that's the case. A lot of people really don't. But I'm saying, I would bend over backwards to try and avoid it.
I absolutely would do the same. However, I think that there's things you can do once if that's what your options appear to be. There are things you can do to help your child through these situations. Have them learn real things. If you take an active role in their education, I think you'll have a much better time.
According to the piece here, the plan would require the parents to attend at least one conference per year or face 3 days in jail. She says, we have to find any means necessary to get the parents involved. We have to start talking about prevention. Some children don't have a chance the day they're born. Worthy staffers said the proposed law would be the first in the nation. She said she prefers a statewide law in Michigan, but would start with a city or countywide one. And indeed, she is pitching it in all of those places. She's pitching it to the Detroit City Council, to the Wayne County Commission, and to the state legislature. At this time, no legislation is pending, but the proposal is generating plenty of talk. One of the county commissioners said her intentions are admirable, but the prospect of jailing parents is inappropriate on a lot of levels. He said that the law would become a tattletale version of pin the tail on the bad parent. The question is, how much government do I want in my life, he said. The reality is, it would be an unenforceable mandate that we don't have time to do. Well, I don't know if it'd be unenforceable. They've got police, and the police spend their time doing, BS crap like this, arresting people for things that don't hurt others. So it would seem to be that if you are called to the parent-teacher conference and they marked you as absent, that there would be a good chance the cops might be knocking on your door a few nights later.
I imagine it's the kind of thing they'd hold the threat over your head and, I can't imagine it would actually result in them going to jail that often, but can you imagine having to come and answer for it? And just the fact that, okay, we're going to, you missed your meeting, so you're going to have to go to jail for 3 days, and then, they presumably have to come and explain why. They have to come and make a special appearance and maybe get a day off from work or something to come in and make a special appearance at the school and explain to the authoritarians why they didn't show up for the meeting that they were mandatory, that was mandatory they were expected to show up at.
And do you really want me to be there if I don't want to? Do you really want me to be there if I don't want to be there? Because I'm not going to enjoy your meeting very much, and I'm going to make sure you don't enjoy that meeting very much.
I would hope that that's exactly what happens, that some parents come and totally disrupt these meetings, just push it all the way up to the line of what they can get away with doing at that meeting to make it miserable.
And I agree with that. But then what if they pass some new law that says you have to attend the meeting and be good? If the teacher decides, don't get a referral.
What's good, though? Right. That gets a lot harder, but yeah.
Well, the teacher could write a referral, and then you get sent to the office, and it'll be just like it used to be.
I wonder if they need a hall pass to go to the bathroom. When the parents show up for these meetings, do they have to get a hall pass to go to the bathroom?
Do
they have to wait for the bell to ring to eat dinner?
As far as I'm concerned, if you're going
to do they salivate when the bell rings after a while? Because you have to. Sorry,
I've never salivated at lunchtime at school. I can tell you.
If you're going to send your kid to public school, I think that these are reasonable things that the public school's asking.
Are you being facetious?
No, I mean they own. At that point, you've turned your kids over to the government. Why not have the government force you to come for these little powwows?
Well, the council president...
I can tell you no public school would ever do this.
The city... I think this is the city council. Council President Pro Tem Gary Brown said, if you aren't involved in your child's education and he or she is failing, it's child abuse.
Whoa, hold on. They took responsibility for educating your child, and all of a sudden you're saying it's your parents, the parents' responsibility.
Yeah,
again,
they're failing.
You're taxing the crap out of people for these schools.
How are they
supposed
to...
cost way more than private schools on overall, dramatically. And how much they cost is exorbitant. They don't do as well. But you're claiming that it's the parents' fault that they're not doing well?
How are they supposed to have time to spend with their kids? I mean, a lot of these parents that are sending their kids to government school and the kids that are having trouble are working 2-3 jobs apiece.
The kids are there for babysitting because the parents have to work their asses off to pay for the economy that's taxed on hell and back. They're getting income taxes. They're getting property taxes, which is the bulk of what this is all going toward.
Toll free number.
They're broke.
Yep, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life.
There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to prove they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved there. Shrine.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Brett is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, is this Brett from the School Sucks podcast?
It is. It is.
Oh, hey, Brett. I know that you were calling in for a different reason, but did you hear our discussion a moment ago regarding this Detroit bureaucrat who's proposing that parents be jailed for 3 days if they don't show up to a parent-teacher conference?
No, I actually didn't. I was listening to the show from last night, and that was what inspired me to call. But on that, always shocking, never surprising, really.
Well, you were referenced, too. I referenced you as an authority on the nature of bullying and why it happens.
Oh, that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because I heard you guys mention that a couple nights ago, and I was just catching up today. And the first thing real quick about, I don't know if you mentioned this, because I called you right in the middle of listening, but last night you were talking about the Founding Fathers and how they were prudes and they didn't want anyone to have fun.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, well, this character, Benjamin Rush, I didn't hear the end of the article, but he was actually, like, a pretty influential and powerful figure. He was a doctor and a psychiatrist. And he, did you mention the term, or did the article mention the term anarchia?
No, I don't recall that, no.
Well, this was a disease. These are the Founding Fathers who fought for freedom and loved liberty. Rush, one of the most influential among them, invented a disease called anarchia, which he categorized as, or he described it as an excessive passion for liberty, and claimed it was a mental illness that Colin had.
I know some other people who would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would.
Yeah, after they had established their new government in the colonies after the Declaration and they set up the Constitution, people who wanted to continue along in that spirit, according to Rush and people like Adams and Hamilton, they were now mentally ill.
And that's kind of A-N-A-R-C-H-I-A, anarchia?
Anarchia, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, it makes perfectly good sense once these people that claim that they're for liberty, well, let's call them the Republicans. Once they get in charge, you know, they rally the troops for liberty, and then once they get in charge, and they're going to bring down their form of tyranny. If you want liberty, then you need to get yourself in a free speech zone, son.
Oh, see, it's virtuous when the government does it, right? Like, our history is very specific about when things are virtuous. Like, when these group of slave owners and, you know, aristocrats and hypocrites rebelled against something that they saw as an imperial power, that was really awesome, and we should all consider them heroes forever. Mm-hmm. But, like, 75 years later, when another group of slave owners tried to do almost exactly the same thing, they were villains. So it's interesting the relativism that exists in our history. But that trick of trying to make mental illnesses out of people who just want freedom or rebel against authoritarianism and the status quo, they tried that with the slaves too, like, you know, before, in the 1850s. I think that was like one of their last-ditch attempts to justify slavery, as they said they were mentally ill for wanting to run away. And, of course, today, in school, if you can't sit still there for, you know, 7 or 8 hours and do exactly what you're told, you've obviously got mental problems and you need to be drugged. So not a new trick. Not a new trick.
Well observed, Brett. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Just real quick, the bullying thing. I think you guys were talking about this trend of students who are homosexual getting bullied in school. Ellen DeGeneres was talking about this on her show, specifically to students who were homosexual within the last couple weeks or so. And I think that no one in the mainstream media can talk about this without, like, totally missing the root cause of the issue. And it's like, if these kids weren't gay, it would just be something else. It would just be like, oh,
absolutely.
You have a Babylon 5 T-shirt on. They would find some other reason to bully you.
I see that, but it's the thing is, though, there's a serious sense of you know, there's so much in school and in the social world in general that is so heterosexually oriented. It's incredibly alienating. Because, you know, it's like even a black, you know, someone who's picked on for their race, for instance, if you have, say, a black child or an Asian kid who's picked on about looking different, they go home and their parents are like them and they can talk to them about it and there's some sense of relating to them and everything. If you have a kid who's being picked on for being different, for being gay, then they don't have anyone to turn to, really, for the most part. I mean, that's changing very rapidly. It's much better. But and there's also the sense of, you know, you have things like school dances, you have kids dating, you have this constant, there's a certain environment that everyone else is partaking of that you're excluded from and that you're alienated from. And there's no one to really go to. So I do think it is, at the moment, like one of the worst cases of alienation that you can experience. And I'm talking from personal experience. So,
I think that's a really good point to admit.
I mean, I was also kind of nerdy, but I always feel like I was sort of nerdy and antisocial because I was gay. Because I don't necessarily think I would have been. I think that was really at the root cause of why I was sort of nerdy and antisocial at the time.
Yeah, you know, they didn't have any gay kids at my school to pick on, but they sure picked on kids for being gay, and myself being one of them. You know, I'm articulate.
They decided you were gay.
Yeah, articulate and a little skinny, so suddenly, you know, he's gay!
That reminds me of Idiocracy. He talked faggy, and, right. You know, something like that.
So, I mean, I get where you're coming from. I think Dale makes a good point, but please go on with what you're saying.
Oh, that's a really good point, and obviously that's a perspective that I haven't considered personally. I think that if people want to start getting to the root of this bullying issue, the term that I always tell people to use when they want to talk about it is forced associations. When people are forced into interacting or into having these relationships with other people, you're going to have negative social interactions. If you look at the places where these kinds of, you know, peer-to-peer frequent vicious treatment is most regular, it's number one, prison, number two, school, and number three, the military. And those are just interactions that people can't escape. And I think that forced associations is the root. Like when there is just some kind of huge catastrophic social problem, a good thing to look for is the original use of force. And I think in this case, with school, it's forcing people to be together like 35 to 40 hours a week.
Yep.
And, of course, there's more, you know, it can be more detailed than that, like Dale was pointing out, but I think that's the base of the issue.
Right, because otherwise you could send your kid who may be gay to a school where the intolerance would not be allowed, where the kids that are picking on others would not be allowed.
And, yeah, a lot of it is, you know, again, increased choice. Having some control over who you associate with. I mean, they actually started a school that was for gay kids. You know, and that's interesting. I don't know.
Hey, thank
I'm
you,
I'm sure
Brett.
Some of the gay kids still pick on some of the other gay kids, but I think that, you know, not putting everybody in one big giant group and expecting them to get along probably makes more sense.
All right, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Thanks to Brett from SchoolSucksProject.com. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEDGE.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with
and Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. The wiki is there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll also find great stuff like our webcam, allow you to watch and listen to the show, as well as chat with other listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, so you don't have to worry about these, you know, discounted optical transceivers being knockoff transceivers or something like that. They're also up to 99% off of list price, and MemoryDealers.com has them in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. They can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, and in some cases, they can do that overnight, too. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. The numbers are in, and it's still true that being a cop, specifically being a drug cop, isn't really that dangerous of a job. You know, they'd have you believe it. They like to say things like, yeah, we're putting our butts on the line every day for you people.
I wear a bulletproof vest every day. What about you?
The FBI, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, the FBI reported Monday in this year's edition of Law Enforcement Officers Killed and Assaulted, sounds like a real page-turner, that 48 law enforcement officers were feloniously killed in the line of duty last year. In contrast to public impressions of the danger of drug law enforcement, impressions assiduously cultivated by countless law enforcement spokesmen, none of them were killed while enforcing drug laws.
That's in line with other compilations of officer deaths. According to statistics on police line-of-duty deaths compiled by the Officer Down Memorial page, only three law enforcement officers were killed enforcing drug laws last year, and those three were not undercover narcs doing drug buys or SWAT team raiders busting down doors, but DEA agents who died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. So, in the last couple of years... Zero law enforcement.
That really had nothing to do with the drugs or the
correct.
or the crime element of the drugs.
Right. So when these guys, because they have the element of surprise. I mean, when they bust down these folks' doors, they have no idea they're coming.
And let's point out the reason they have the element of surprise is because they're the aggressors. You know, they're not. It's not like drug warriors are breaking into. Well, I say drug warriors. It's not like the mafia drug lords are breaking into police stations to gun down DEA agents.
Well, no,
really,
because then
it's like if you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. You
then
know?
It would really be a drug war. Because if there actually was two sides fighting one another, it would actually be maybe more accurate to call it a war.
Because the sides with the money enough to fight the war already own the cops.
Yeah.
The cops aren't going after the big guys. They're going after the medium-sized guys and the little guys, the middling-sized.
Yeah, the small fries.
Right, the ones that are competing with the ones that are paying them already.
It's mostly for appearances' sake, really.
Yep, and but they want to appear, speaking of appearances, the cops want to appear as though they're heroes, and that this is so risky breaking into people's homes.
I was actually listening to some of these, I can't remember, I think it was like one of these pro-cop shows out there. No, it was Coast Guard, Navy and Coast Guard things, where they're looking for ships in the Gulf that are moving drugs and stuff like that. And these young guys, and you'd have to be 22 to believe this absolute crap, that we're really making a difference in the drug war. What? Really? You really think they're making a difference? Exactly what difference do you think you're making?
I would like to know that, too.
Getting some drugs off the street, I suppose, is their answer. But the fact is, all you really do is just drive up the cost of the drugs, and that means you drive up the crime that surrounds the drugs because people have to get those higher rates somehow. So you, by stopping these, you, the 22-year-old with the short-cropped haircut who's trying to get enough money to go to school, are only making crime worse, not better.
One officer, Michael Crawshaw, of the Penn Hills Police Department in Pennsylvania, was killed responding to a drug trade murder in which one drug trafficker killed another over a drug debt. Another officer was killed executing an arrest warrant on a drug dealer, but the warrant was for aggravated assault, not a drug offense. Although both cases probably would not have happened without the existence of drug prohibition, in neither case were the officers killed enforcing drug laws. According to historical data provided by the Chronicle by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, which also compiles statistics on police line of duty deaths, last year's low death toll among officers enforcing the drug laws is not a fluke. In the decade between 1978 and 1988, an average of 6.5 officers were killed each year. In the following decade, the number was 6.2, and in the last 10 years, an average of 4.3 officers were killed each year enforcing the war on drugs. The single bloodiest year for drug law enforcement was 1988, when 12 officers died. And these are, by the way, let's keep the numbers in perspective here. I don't think they mention it, but yeah, I believe it was Radley Balco at theagitator.org who revealed that there are approximately 40,000 of these armed home raids, and most of them are for drugs, these raids that they're doing on people's homes, kicking indoors, busting indoors. 40,000 per year across...
What else would they be for?
Across the United States.
What else would they be doing these things for?
Guns, maybe?
Yeah, guns, maybe, but there's just not that many. You just don't hear about that stuff too often.
You don't. So yeah, keep that in perspective. I mean, that's 40,000 instances where these cops would have you believe that their lives are in such grave danger that they have to go in there with full body Kevlar and helmets and MP5s and flashbang grenades, and nobody's really getting, I mean, in general, there aren't very many instances of officers being killed. In 2008, the number of police who died maintaining drug prohibition was 7. In 07, it was 4. In 06, it was 5, and so on. When placed in the context of the more than 1.5 million drug arrests that are made in each of those years, it's clear that only one in every several hundred thousand drug arrests leads to an officer's death. During the past 10 years, the odds were less than 1 in 350,000. Now, remember, these cops don't have to be dying. They could be alive today if it weren't for this war on drugs. How do you think the families of those cops feel when they reflect on the fact that their husband or their dad involved themselves in enforcing this war on drugs and died for nothing, died for no reason, could have been completely prevented having if we didn't have this war on drugs?
I don't imagine too many of them think about it that way. I think they think that this is necessary, and yeah, and it probably radicalizes them to, you know, to the point that they think that we need this stuff. Obviously, their dad couldn't have died in vain.
They did. Your dad died in vain. I'm here to tell you that. He didn't have to, because as you guys pointed out, the drugs continue to flow. Go ahead, put some dealers in jail, and they'll be replaced by others, because as long as there are people in the marketplace who are demanding a product or service, someone is going to take the risks in order to provide that product or service to them. Someone is going to step up and fill that market opportunity, because there's money to be made.
When you take out one person marketing that product, you enhance someone else's monopoly or approach toward a monopoly on that product, and then they can charge greater prices, which, as Mark pointed out, leads to yet more crime, because people who are desperate for that product then go out and commit crimes to get the money, which is not an excuse. I mean, certainly not excusing them. It's horrible. The crime is the crime, regardless of why they're doing it. But if you claim that your goal is to reduce drug-related crime, this is not the way to do it.
While drug law enforcement is not in itself that dangerous for police, certain police tactics raise the risk for both law enforcement officers and the recipients of their attention. Of the 20 officers killed enforcing the drug law since 2005, 9 were killed in drug raids and 5 were killed doing undercover work. Of the 48 officers feloniously killed in the line of duty last year, 15 were ambushed, including 4 in a mass killing in Washington State, 4 more in a mass killing in Oakland, and 3 more in a mass killing in Pittsburgh. 8 were killed in attempting to arrest suspects, 8 were killed during traffic stops, 6 were answering disturbance calls, 5 were killed in SWAT-style raids, 4 were investigating suspicious persons or circumstances, and 2 were working with prisoners. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. And if the cops weren't out aggressing against peaceful people, how many times would they be killed off in mass killings? I wonder if those would be reduced to. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com, or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today. Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. JCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you can shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. You can pretty much buy whatever it is you're looking for. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop, and free Super Saver shipping on a bunch of their brand new items. Plus, you can even buy used if you need to. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and a portion of the purchase will be shipped over to Free Talk Live. So thanks for shopping there at amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue here, take your phone calls about what you want. G is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, G.
Hey, Ian. Hey, hey. Mark. How you guys doing?
Dale's here, too. What's on your mind tonight, G?
Oh, Dale. Hey, how are you doing, Dale?
No, fine. Just overlook me. That's cool.
Go ahead, G. What's up?
Oh, I was just going to update everybody on our court situations. I went to court today and had some warrants and some charges that dissolved, I guess they said.
They dissolved?
I have a new court date. Yeah, they dissolved. I don't know exactly what that means, but... And Mount Allie's next court date is November 18th. Mine's November 19th, so...
Well, and dissolved also... sounds like it goes away, but if you've got another court date scheduled, it doesn't sound like they went away.
Well, I had other charges as well. I have an obstruction charge from the last time I was arrested on the contempt of court, which is the one that dissolved.
Okay.
But because I was standing in the street and I walked from the street to the sidewalk, I got charged with obstruction. So, and I also found a lawyer today that is going to take her civil suit for the mugging she took, I guess you would say.
Right. She was, she kind of got the activist bug. She started carrying around a video camera and was at a gas station when she saw a homeless man being accosted by the police. She decided to come up and attempt to record it. And it was at that time that the police decided that she was an imminent threat. So one of the cops, a female cop with apparently an issue with the fact that Mama Allie's taller than her, decided to prove how tough she was by physically attacking Mama Allie. And it was all caught. Most of it was caught on video. And so you say you've got an attorney that's willing to take that on?
Yep. We just have to wait for the trial to be done, which her attorney that's doing the trial got to the DA today, and he's actually, the main charge they wanted to hang her on was simple battery on a law enforcement officer, which in the video you can clearly see she's backing away as she's being attacked. They are talking about dropping that to disorderly conduct, and then she'll probably get time served, because as of today, she's been there 8 weeks now.
Jeez, good Lord.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Yep. She got taken in Keene on September 22nd, and today is... Oh, no, wait.
Oh, that's 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That's 4 weeks. Still, it's not a good thing.
It'll be enough for disorderly conduct.
She's got a daughter.
By the time her court date, it'll be 8 weeks. I apologize.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. So how many charges is she facing right now? Is it just going to be the disorderly conduct if they drop it? Are there other charges as well?
There was two obstructions, and then the one that they're going to drop to disorderly. So,
of course, we're talking about Mama Ali, who is one of my heroes. She's been running an underground operation where she's been delivering food, delicious southern cooking, to folks living down there in Savannah. And you help out as well. You guys came up here to Keene for a little while, and you started to set up shop. But unfortunately, the criminal charges down there caught up up here, and she ended up back down there, and so we're hoping to see you guys back up here as soon as all this is resolved. Because man, we do miss that cooking, and you guys are great people too.
I've lost about 10 pounds in the last month. So.
I was eating it almost every day, sometimes more than once a day while that short time she was up here. So
And, Dan was one of our neighbors at Pork Fest. He was right around the corner.
Well, I mean, even when Mama Ali was up in Keene for a short time, I was eating
before
it.
I got up there.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, hey, thanks for the update tonight, G. Is there anything else you want to share?
Nope, that was it. I was just going to let you guys know. And I was actually hearing one of the commercials about defending yourself in court, and that's what I've been doing too. And if you got the drive and I kind of had a study pre-law out of high school. That was when I went to college, so I have a little bit more. But it's not, I mean, if you read it in fine print and read it over and over again, it's not hard to play the same game they're trying to play, and like I said, stuff tends to dissolve, I guess you would say, or just disappear.
Well, yeah, if you're not going to take the plea bargain, it's amazing how all of a sudden their big bad charges become less and less. Curtis, one of the guys that's been on this show a few times, Sovereign Curtis, he was facing a felony charge because he passed a joint to an undercover cop at a marijuana celebration, a cannabis celebration.
The 420 celebration.
Yeah, and they dropped that. They have since dropped that charge to a misdemeanor. So he was looking at 7 to 13 years in jail, and now it's going to be more than a year.
It's such a typical practice to terrify you with, like, trumped-up charges. Because they can always put a charge there. They don't carry through with it. There should be, of course, I may as well wish for unicorns, but there should be... something there should be repercussions for charges that are completely unjustified, that are not
and especially
warranted.
Nowadays too, they try to suppress the education of everybody too. They don't want educated people stepping into their world. They want people like in the South. I'm from the North, and I've lived in the South now for 2 years, and they don't put as much into education down here, and I think they almost do it on purpose to keep people down, you know. So when they do put those charges on you, they don't want somebody that's going to come in and say, look, this is the way it is, and then they can't say that it's not, because that's in writing. You know, the laws as they would like them are in writing. You know, they can't argue that point.
I tend to agree.
Yeah, we need more people to come together and to stand up against this tyranny and to refuse to go along with taking plea bargains. We were talking during one of the breaks here, G, about what I would say is the most successful form of non-cooperation so far, the most consistently successful form of non-cooperation we've had here in New Hampshire, and that is the parking tickets here in the city of Keene. They actually took mine to trial, and I was found not guilty on it. Dale and Mark have now both had a parking ticket dropped prior to actually going to trial. You guys both
Mark
went in.
More than once, right?
No, just one.
Oh, just one. Okay.
You guys both went in. You demanded the trial that you're supposed to be able to get on any ticket.
And boy,
they
put up a fuss.
They don't like that.
They don't like it. They do not. They try to talk out of the trial, but they have to file it. And then they drop.
In the city of Savannah, they have street sweepers that go two nights a week on different sides of the street. And they expect you to park on the wrong side of the street on the wrong night so they can charge you $12. And there was a post on my Facebook last night. Savannah has double the people on probation papers than any other city in the country right now.
Wow.
So right now there's slim pickings of who they can arrest and who they can put on probation because everybody's already on probation. So they're trying to count on you, you know, on accident, you know, and they'll post, okay, we're going to sweep on this side of the street at 12:01 Tuesday, which is actually Monday night, you know, if you're not thinking about it.
Right, so it's technically Tuesday.
And definitely the first 7 days is $12, and then the next 14 days it's up to $30. And, I mean, within a month, your ticket can be up to $55 for parking on the street.
If you got a ticket, is that a violation of probation?
Well, I think, you know, that doesn't sound terribly different from Keene's situation. I think it starts at 5, I believe. In 2 weeks, it becomes 15. And I'm not sure, maybe in another 2 weeks or maybe it's a month, it becomes 35.
Yeah, they went after me for one of those things where I was parked in the road on a day, because here in Keene, they have this window of time that arbitrarily starts, I think, on November 1st and then arbitrarily ends on May 1st, I believe it is. Or maybe it's April
1st. Oh,
no, yeah, it's May 1st. No,
it has nothing to do with actual snow.
It's for snow plowing, allegedly, is that they want those streets to be cleared on the overnights from like 1 to 5 a.m. or something like that. If you're parked in the street, you'll get a $30 ticket. And they went after me for that because I was parked in the street one night where there was no chance whatsoever of there being snow. It was like in April. Yeah, it was like in April or something like that. So if it were to snow, it would not have stuck.
See, this is 365 with a sweeping, and it's only in historical districts, certain areas of the city and certain places. And a lot of them, they put it in the lower income areas. It's almost like they're targeting those people that don't have. You know, not that anybody has $30 to give them for parking in the street, you know.
I didn't give it to them, and they raised it, and they raised it, and went up to $75, and I still didn't give it to them, and I, you know, sent them letters about it, and they eventually they just decided to not prosecute it. They never sent the ticket for prosecution, so it ended up getting dropped. Anyway, thanks, Gene.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yep, thanks. Non-cooperation can make a difference, and the more people you have doing non-cooperation, the more powerful it becomes. And so that's one of the reasons why we need to get people together. Anyway, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the update.
Right, you guys. Have a good night.
Send Mama Allie our best. Certainly appreciate it, man.
Will do.
All right. 800-259-9231. The lady is an amazing person to put together a successful business from her home and continue operating it under the threat of violence from the police, with the police trying to hunt her down for selling biscuits and gravy. Literally, they were trying to ferret out where she was doing business so they could raid her operation.
After a while, they just gave up on her, though.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They never gave up fully because they ended up raiding the place.
Huh. Maybe I had a different view of it.
Where you been, Mark?
I guess.
yeah, right with
me. If they really wanted to find her, they would.
We're in hour number two coming up. GCN. I'm not hearing anything.
With all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.